If you're in the Midwest this summer, keep your eye out for Martin Strel. The Slovenian athlete is trying to swim the entire length of the Mississippi River. Minnesota Public Radio's Laurel Drooley caught up with him a few weeks into his journey in Winona, Minnesota.
Martin Strel's face is sunburned, his shoulders sore, and there seems to be a permanent dent on the bridge of his nose from his goggles. But the 48-year-old Slovenian greets the day with determination. He's got a big swim ahead, both today and farther down the river.
Many lakes, many dams, and after St. Louis, yeah, snakes, maybe alligators, a lot of traffic, long ships. Today, good day. I'm very happy here.
He doesn't let on that he's in any pain, but Strel's crew says he has trouble sleeping for more than 4 hours a night. Strel says the water is warm, but he still wears a wetsuit to protect himself from debris. His support crew includes three kayakers, one who leads the way watching for obstacles, and two paddling on either side of him to keep Strel swimming in a straight line. If he makes it, Strel will be the first person to swim the entire river in one continuous journey. Strel holds the world record for swimming the longest distance nonstop. His son, Barut, says he's seen his father swim the length of the Danube, which is about three-quarters the length of the Mississippi. Barut Strel says he's often asked if his dad is crazy.
For me, not crazy, because I know him. But for the other people who don't know him, think that this is crazy idea, this is crazy distance.
But Minnesota long-distance swimmer Michael Osterholm, who attempted to swim the English Channel, understands Strel's motivation.
I've heard others say, well, he's swimming with the current, he's wearing a wetsuit. It's all true, but nonetheless, swimming that kind of distance is still a very, very difficult thing. And part of it is a psychological issue of knowing every day you're going to get back up and you're going to go back out there and do another 30 miles.
Crew member Matthew Malky says it's his job to keep Strel on the river.
We're kind of his eyes and his ears. He's got his head down all the time. He can't just look up and see where he's going. So what we do is we have one man on either side to keep him in a straight line and another man out front to kind of look for any obstacles that Martin might encounter.
Obstacles like dams, four-foot waves, rocks, and snakes. Malky says while Strel's already made it through some of the river's biggest challenges, the worst part is still downstream.
There's an area down in New Orleans called Cancer Alley, and it's what they refer to as a dead zone. It's about 80 miles of oil, pollution, alligators. It's just awful.
In some areas, the Mississippi is considered one of the nation's most polluted rivers. Strel hopes his achievement sends a message of friendship, peace, and the importance of cleaner rivers. Ready to go, Strel and his team load into the van and rush to the put-in point. While his kayakers ease their fiberglass boats into the river, Barut rubs sunscreen on his father's face and neck. Strel sits down on the dock, puts on his flippers, and lowers his goggles.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
See you later.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Safe paddling, gentlemen.
He sets a steady pace for several miles. At one point, Strel swims too close to the shore near rocks.
Martin.
While he does hope to get his name entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for a third time, that's not Strel's only motivation. He says he wants to prove that what seems impossible is actually possible. For NPR News, this is Laurel Drooley on the Mississippi River.